Anishna Anishinaabe Duk, Misani Nabik, Ngipita Shindan Minawag Dinwe Winanan. This is Nabik, and I'm here to talk about language some more. Nungo Midash Niwita Shindan Anuj Gego, Ikidung. I'm going to talk about various things, how they can be said. Niwidashima Gadesha Wea Udan San Ugosa San Gaye. So I'm going to talk about people's daughters and sons and how we can denote that this is my daughter, your daughter, his daughter, my son, and all those kind of things. So first thing we need to understand are the words that denote our daughters and sons. So one of the, I suppose you could call it a root word or a stem, I don't know, whatever technically they call it in linguistics, which is not what we're trying to learn here. We're trying to learn our language. So, but when you talk about someone's daughter, you would use the stem danis. Danis. Now, but the word by itself doesn't really mean anything, danis. Maybe it can be understood as a daughter. But as far as I understand, you have to put a possessive thing on there, like my daughter, your daughter, his daughter, their daughter, that kind of thing, in order for it to be understood. However, it also, I have heard people say just Donis, a daughter. So, you know, we'll talk with our first speakers, our real teachers, and get that straightened out. So good question for them. So, but what I'll share with you is when we talk about my daughter, we would say Indanis, Indanis. Okay, so now you're saying my daughter, and the in on the front comes from nin, and some people will say Nindanis, okay, and that means my daughter. So you could say Nindanis wa'au, this is my daughter. Nindanis awedi, that's my daughter over there. Okay, so but if you're going to change it to your daughter, and what changes is just that syllable on the front. It becomes Gidanis, Gidanis, and the G is you, and the Danis part is a daughter, your daughter, Gidanis. So you could say Gidanis in the Wa'au, is this your daughter, if you're just meeting them or something, or Gidanis in the Awedi, is that your daughter over there? Awedi is that one over there, that living being over there, Awedi. And of course, Ina is our yes or no question marker, which always goes in the second spot of our sentence. Gidanis ina Awedi, is that your daughter over there? Or Gidanis ina Wa'au, is this your daughter? Gidanis ina A'au, is that your daughter? Okay, so we have Indanis, my daughter. Gidanis, your daughter. And now you want to talk about his or her daughter. And it would become Odanis-san. Odanis-san. And Odanis-san means his or her daughter. Okay? So listen to the difference. My daughter, Indanis. Your daughter, Gidanis. And his or her daughter, Odanis-san. Indanis, Gidanis. Odanis-san. And it can be said the same. Odanis-san in the Wa'au. Is this his or her daughter? Odanis-san in the Awedi. Is that his daughter over there? Or her daughter over there? So to make this a little bit more useful, we'll have to put this in kind of real sense. So when we're talking about, if you're asking somebody if Barb or whoever is their daughter, you could say Barb ina Gidanis. Barb ina Gidanis, is Barb your daughter? Or Gidanis ina al Barb. Gidanis ina al Barb. Is that Barb, is that your daughter? Okay? Or is Kelly his daughter? Odanis-san ina Kelly. Odanis-san ina Kelly. Or Kelly ina Odanis-san, is Kelly his daughter? So if there's more than one daughter, all we would do is put a ug on the end. Indanisuk, my daughters. Or gidanisuk, your daughters. The only time that it's different would be his or her daughters. Odanisun would stay the same. Odanisun inyo. Those are his daughters. Odanisun inyo. So, not everybody has daughters. Sometimes we have sons. Okay? So, we would use gozis for someone's son. Gozis. Now, that just means a son. It can be understood as a son. But again, you know, by itself, it's kind of a little bit strange to hear gozis. But you'd have to put a person on there. So, if it's my son, it would be ingozis. Ingozis. So you hear the same thing, Indanis, my daughter, Ingozis, my son. Your son, Gigozis, Gigozis. Gidanis, your daughter, Gigozis, your son. And his or her son, Ogozis son. Ogozis son. Odanis son, his or her daughter, Ogozis son, his or her son. So again, these phrasings are really basic, but we can use them. Gigozis in the wa'au, is this your son? Gigozis in the a'au, is that your son? Gigozis in the iwe'edi, is that your son over there? Or you could tell them, Ningozis wa'au. Ningozis wa'au, this is my son. Or Ningozis a'au. Or Ningozis Awedi. Okay? So it's pretty simple. But it only is going to get easier if we use them every day. So if you have sons and daughters, use these terms when you're talking about them. And be assured there are many, many, many different ways to talk about these guys. And this is but one. So to get away from the daughter-son bias, like you have both, which a lot of us have both. So what we could say, we would say, Nini Janisug. Nini Janisug is my kids. Nini Janisug. Some people say Nin Janisug. Your kids. Gini Janisug. Gini Janisug. And his or her kids. Owe Janis son. Owe Janis son. So it would become Nini Janisug Ongo. These are my kids. Nini Janisug Ongo. Ongo means these guys. Nini Janisug Ongo. Or Gini Janisug Inna Ongo. Are those your kids? Gijanisug Inna Ingyo. Ingyo means those guys. Or, Ojani's son, Inna, Innu, are those his kids. Ojani's son, Inna, Innu. So you can couple these with, you know, phrases you might already know, like, Anin Asian Nakazot Gidanis, what is your daughter's name? Or, Anin Ashi Ayad Gigozis, how is your son doing? So like those kind of questions are, you know, those are good to kind of couple up with these. Anin eji chigit gidanis, what is your daughter doing? Anin in the coming gizit gigozis, what's happening with your son these days? So as you go along and you're talking about your kids, use ninijanisak or ningozis or gigozis gidanis. Let's start using these in our community. And these are really good phrases. And they also kind of endear us together. So as we use these, we are establishing ourselves as Anishinaabe families again. And every time we use these kind of words, it gives us a sense of being home. And so that is one of the gifts that we have. When we hear our language, it brings us back to where we're supposed to be. Kind of a mental state that kind of helps us center ourselves in the world where we were placed and to live in an Anishinaabe manner. So, miigwech aapichi bisin dawiik. I hope this helped you. Mi sagona yo mnongo. Miigwech. Miwa au naabe. Miyo.